hallowed be your name.
The initial request of the prayer of Jesus is that God's name be made holy. To pray, hallowed be your name, is to put emphasis on God first, exactly where it belongs. Our daily lives should radiate a far greater commitment to God's nature and holiness than our needs. To pray, hallowed be your name, is to pray that God be given the unique reverence that His holiness demands, and that God's word be preached without corruption, that our churches be led by faithful pastors and preserved from false prophets, and that we be kept from language that profanes God's name, that our thought lives remain holy, and that we cease from seeking honor for ourselves and seek instead that God's name be glorified. In the words of St. Augustine, this is prayed for not as if the name of God were not holy already, but that it may be held holy by men. In other words, that God may become so known to them that they shall reckon nothing more holy and nothing that they are more afraid of offending. Our monikers and meager attempts at ministry are meaningless unless God's name is magnified. Where God is not respected, it is inevitable that we, His image bearers, will also suffer a lack of respect. The glorious truth of this petition is that while we were once impotent to hallow His name, God has hallowed us through the sacrifice of the very one who taught us these words. Once His light shining into our darkness would have been terrifying. But like Isaiah, He has touched our lips with a burning coal and whispers through our pain, "Your guilt is taken away, and your sin is atoned for." Puritan writer Thomas Watson assured us that while some petitions are locked in time, this one is timeless. When some of the other petitions shall be useless and out of date, we shall not need to pray in heaven, "Give us our daily bread," because there'll be no more sin, nor "lead us into temptation," because the old serpent is not there to tempt. Yet hallowing of God's name will be of great use and request in heaven. We shall be ever singing hallelujahs, which is nothing else but the hallowing of God's name.